Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schuss for a fourth time from our Tzaren and Bas Chana, Hanamari and Bas Chana, and Bracha Vatzlacha for Rabbi Yaakov Dov and David HaKoyin, and Rishon Tzvi and David Akiva. We're going to be learning a shir given by Mori Rabbi Shlita, the Tolna Rebbe, Chol Moed Pesach, Tovshin Samach Tes, in the Tor, and the Shulchan Aruch and Nechos Rosh Chodesh. There's a simon for the Kviyas HaMoedim. The simon is At Bash Gar Dak Hatzvaf. And this means that Aleph on the first day of Pesach, it's always going to be the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av, At Aleph Tisha B'Av. And the siman is Amatzah Mor and Yochlu, the matzahs and the mor come together. In other words, there's a shaychus between the matzahs of Pesach and the mor of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a bitter day. On the second day of Pesach, it's always that day of the week is going to be Shavuos, Bash, Beis is Shavuos, Gimel is going to be Rosh Hashanah, Gar. The next one is Dak, that's Dalet, is Kriyas HaTorah. The next, that one's going to be Simchas Torah. Hey is Hatz. And then Vav, which is Yom Hei, is Tzom Kippur, that's Hatz. The fifth day is going to be the same day as Tzom Kippur. And then the sixth day is going to be Vaf, the previous Purim, that's Purim She'avar. That's Purim. Good. So obviously there's, if it's Paskin here in Shulchan Aruch, then, and it's brought as a simen, then they're obviously teaching us a lesson that there's Shaychas between these days and Pesach. So we have that the fifth day of Pesach is Shayach to Tzom Kippur. So since tonight, Habo Alayni, I'll call Yisrael Latova, is Haka, the fifth night, fifth day and night of Pesach, we want to know the Shaychus between this day and Tzom Kippur. Now the simon is Hat Tzom Kippur. Why Tzom? Obviously they could have just written Yom Kippur, Yud or Kaf Kippur, but they did it the Tzadi. So everyone knows that the Yom Kippur is a day of Tzom, but it's not Talui Dafkin the Tzom. Tzom is one of the Pratim of the Chamisha Inuim of the day, but Yom Kippur is not Talui in the Tzom. It's a day of Slicha and Kapara, even if there's no Tzom. If there's sickness, there's Slicha and Kapara. Or if we have by Shlomo that they had the Chanukas Habayis, like it says in Melachim Aleph Ches Samachay and the Gemara Moed Katan Daftes, that they made this big party and it was Yom Kippur, and a Baskol came out and said, no, you guys are all welcome to Olam Haba, even though they're eating on Yom Kippur. So you see that the Tzom is Nama Akiv the Kapara. So why is the Simon Dafka the Tzom? So Moriv Rabbi Shlita had a beautiful suffake about a Kohen Gadol who Mamish had to eat on Yom Kippur. He had a Bulmus, he had to eat on Yom Kippur. And the question is, he allowed to keep doing the avoda. Does achila and Yom Kippur pass all the Kohen Gadol from his avoda or not? And in fact, the Ben Dina Rav, the Goyin from Ben Din, Rav Chanan Tzvi Kohen Levin, asked his brother-in-law, his shvugar, the Heiligim Reyemis from Gur, who wanted to prove from the Chanukas Beis Hamikdash in the time of Shlomo, they didn't fast, and yet they still brought korbanos. So you see, you could still do the avod even after eating. And in fact, the Kli Chemda talks about this in Parashas Korach, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Gimel, and in the Sefer Kli Chemda Al HaMoedim, Simen Mem and Simen Tzamech Vav. You can look there for more information. But it could be, Moriv Rabbi Shlita said that the Kohen Gadol, it says that he's a Kohen Gadol Me'echov. He's bigger than his brothers. He had to be bigger than all of his brothers and all in Yanim. So this Metzias that he had to eat, and the other ones aren't eating. So if he's not a Gadol Me'echov anymore, if he's eating and they're not eating, so Mela, he wouldn't be able to do the Avodah Kol Panim. But Darkeinu Lamadnu that Tzom is not Ma'akev. You can still get Kapara, like we said before, even if you're not fasting, because of Choli or for other circumstances. So why is the fifth day of Pesach compared Dafka to the Tzom of Kippur? So it says in the Heilige Sefer Pnei Menachem and Shvi Shel Pesach, Tovshin and Gimel, in the name of his Heilige Father, the Imre Emes, that the seven days of Pesach are connected to seven Ushpizin. Isn't that interesting? And also connected to Shivas Haminim. So Kumtois, that the fifth day, the fifth min of the Shivas Haminim is Rimon. So what's the day, the Shaychus of the fifth day to the Rimon? Not only that, but the Midah of the day is Netzach Shebehod. Every day has a Midah. What's the Shaychus of the fifth day? Netzach Shebehod. It says in the Megillus Shir Shirim that's read on Pesach, Kefelach harimon rakoseich. The Medrash says, when the Jewish people said Shira, they pointed and they said Zekeli van Veyu. And at that time, this is Shira Shirim Rabba, Dali Gimel. Moshe Rabbeinu started praising them. He said, Kefelach harimon rakoseich. Hareka neshebachem ratzuf mitzvah grimen. Even those who are empty amongst you are filled with mitzvahs like a rimon. So you see that the Pesach has a special shaychus to the Rimon, and he praised the Jewish people at the time they were singing Shira. They have shaychus to the Rimon. And Chagiga, Reish Lakish darshened a little bit different than Moshe Rabbeinu said Arek on Shebachem. He said a little different. He said, not the empty ones amongst you are filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate that's filled with seeds, but the Poshe Yisrael Malay mitzvahs Karimon. Even the sinners, the transgressors of Israel, filled with mitzvahs like a rimon, as it says, "Kefelach harimon rakoseich, al tekri rakoseich el reikanim shebacha." So those who are empty are filled with mitzvahs like a rimon. Everybody asks, if they're filled with mitzvahs like a rimon, why are they called empty? Why are they called poshe Yisrael? So the Kli Yakar explains in Parshas Kisisa on the pasuk Kach lechosamim advar chidish pilei plois. He says that it's talking about after the person does tshuva. Because what happens? What makes him empty? All the averis. And when he does tshuva, all the averis are going to turn into mitzvahs. So that's why, just like the chelbana, that has a good smell, and normally has a bad smell, when it's with the other spices, it has a good smell in the Torah. So that's the whole onion of tshuva. When it goes together with the good, it has a good smell. So when a person is empty and he does tshuva, so all of his averis turn into mitzvahs. So on Yom Kippur, which is the day of tshuva, all the Jews are filled with mitzvahs like a rimon. And all those mitzvahs, all the averis turn into mitzvahs. And Svarim HaKadoshim talks about the idea that Pesach is Bechinas Tshuva Me'avo. Ad K'dekach, that Tzadiki Kamai, earlier Tzadikim say that the Averis that we throw in Tashlich and the Yom Noroim, when we do She'ivas Maim Shalana, when they draw the water to bake the matzis, they get those Averis back, and they turn into mitzvahs. So we see then that Pesach is Tshuva Me'avo, and Yom Kippur is Tshuva Me'avo. Yom Kippur is when the Jews do Tshuva, all their Averis turn into mitzvahs. And Pesach as well. Pesach, we said, is Svarim Kedoshim say, is Tshuva Me'avo. And we also find, therefore, that if you're Machal, these 2 days, it gets the same punishment. There's a Chi of Kares. A person eats a Kezayis on Yom Kippur, a person eats a Kezayis on Pesach. Chi of Kares. Kezayis bread on Pesach is Chi of Kares. It says in the Tzadik HaKadosh, Kvoi Kedushas Admar Mechaim, who said it is Tish, Tavshin Chavov in 1966, part 66, Parshas Acharemos, that the Pasuk, Ki Beyom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem, is Bigamatria, Ve'asa Pesach Lashem, who Masak Mitvash. That the same Gematria for Yom Hazeh, Ki Beyom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem, is Yom Kippur, the same Gematria, Ve'asa Pesach Lashem, they're both Tshuva Me'avu. So now we see the shaychus to the rimon. What about the 5th day of Pesach? So we know it says in Yirmiyah Beis, Ko Amar Hashem, Zecharti Lach Chesed Nuraich Ahavas Kul Saich Lech Lechach Rav Mimidbar Beretzel Zeruah, that we, God remembers the chesed that we did. We ran after Hashem into the desert. So that was at the beginning. We followed Him. We felt so good. It was like a marriage. It was love. It was great. Then on the 5th day, the Mitzvah were running after Bnei Yisrael, and the Yetzirah started up with them, like Rashi says in the Pasuk in Shmos Yadalet, Hey, Vayugad Lamelech Vatsayin Ki Baruch Ha'am, Vayefech Levav Par Vavadev Al Ha'am, Vayomer Mazal Sinuk Shlach Yisrael Me'avdeinu. Paras says, but the Mitzvah said, Oi, the Jewish people are running away, what do? We let them go. So, why Vayugad Lamelech Mitzrayim? So Rashi says that he sent people with them. When the 3rd day came, and Jews weren't coming back, they went to tell Paro, so they got him on the 4th day. And the 5th day and on the 6th day they ran after them. And the 7th day they went into the Yam. Shachar, they said, Shira not Shvi Shal Pesach. Therefore we read Shira B'yom HaShvi. So on the fourth day already, they're going back to tell Paro that the Jews aren't behaving themselves, they're not coming back. They said 3 days, it's not 3 days. So on the fifth day already, so now they have tremendous pacha, they have this test in emuna. It's not so pasha. At the beginning, the first day is chesed shebechesed. Zacharti la chesed nurayich, it's chesed all around. But now, it's not so gishmak anymore. Jewish people started with tainas, hamlein kvarim in Mitzrayim, like achtein alumus ba midbar, what, they're no kvarim in Mitzrayim. Let's go back home. The Jewish people, they had weakness, but they ended up, they moved on, and they ended up crossing the Yam, and they were saved. And taka during Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim said, these are Avodah Zarah, these are Avodah Zarah, they're sinning, they're sinning, they're killing, so what's the difference? So the chashash of the Jewish people, on the Ein Kvarim b'Mitzrayim, are there no graves in Egypt, was had something to rely on. In fact, the Zohar Kodesh says that if not for a special schus, the Jews would have been drowned in the sea themselves. They had the schus of Avram Avinu. But they also had to have their own emunah. They also had to have the emunah of Nachshon, who jumped in. So not only did the Jews, did the Nachshon jump in, but it says in Medrash Zuta, Shir Shirim, Beis Alef, Shoshanas Amokim. What's the Amokim? That when the Jewish people went into the depths of the Yam, it's the Amokim, the depths of the Yam, the water went to their heads, above their heads. And it was above them on the right and the left, and they started to cry. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to take his matah, and the water will go back, and the Jews won't have to worry that they're going to drown. So they were mostly nefesh, the Jews, but it wasn't in a minute. It takes hard work. And that's the meat of Netzach Shebehod, that they have this nisayon and emuna on the fifth day, and they were mischazek with this meat of Netzach. That's what gives a person the koach to be menatzeach. Gives us in the Aziz to Kedusha to defeat all the Bulbulei Yetzer, all the Asachas Hadas through this meat of Netzach that goes together with the meat of Chesed of Avram Avinu, in which Schus they had the Kriyas Yamsuf. So all of their Zdonos were changed into Schuyos, and the sea was split Schus Avram Avinu. When the person does Avram Avinu is Ava. When the Jews did Tshuva Me'ava, they went into the Yam. And even before that, already on the fifth day, when they were Mischazek and they were Muna, they used the meat of Netzach. That was Mezakeh them in the miracle. Now, we said, why Dafka Tzom Yom Kippur? So it says in Shavuos in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur is mechaper even on those who don't do tshuva. However, he's molding karis b'diyom. In other words, if somebody's over b'tzuma she Yom Kippur on one of these surei karis that's miyuchat for Yom Kippur, he doesn't have a kapara. She says if he's over on the Yisra of Inu Yain Sham, the Darkeinu L'madnu. So that if a person's over on the tzom, if a person eats b'mezid, no kapara. Rambam in numerous places, in Hilchos Shvi'is Esrei Aleph Gimel, in Yad HaZakah, in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim Aleph Aleph, he calls it Yom HaTzom. So you see that the Tzom is the Ikar of the day. So the Tzom is very important. So now we have the fifth day, Netzach Shebi Chesed, that in the Schus of Avraham Avinu the sea split, but they were Mischazik and they were Emuna, and that's the Netzach going together with the Chesed. And we have the Rimon, that the Jewish people, the Tshuva Me'ava, so all their Averas turn into mitzvahs. And we have the Tzom, that the Tzom is the Ikar of Yom Kippur, and that relates to Pesach. Both of them are days that a person gets Kares, if he's over on what he's not supposed to be over on. We had the beautiful gematria of the Heilige Merchaim of Vizhnitz, Ki B'yom Zeh Yechaper Aleichem and Vasa Pesach Hashem. So that's our avodah on the fifth day of Pesach, to be mischazik in Amuna. Not to get weaker as the chag goes along, but to get stronger. To do tshuva shleima. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.